Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get to the heart of the matter with holistic physician, Dr. Darren Weissman.
Infinite love and gratitude in this moment is my attitude. Giving thanks for all I'm coming through. Freeing my faith and fortitude. Infinite love and gratitude move me with great magnitude. Yeah, present peace is what I choose. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. It's a freaking great day to be alive. I'm Dr. Darren. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, tuning up with today's Heart of the Matter show here on Blog Talk Radio. The show's here to make you shine. And our topic for today is loving myself no matter what. You know, so many of us focus a lot on inner energy, on finding feelings of what it means to truly love ourselves no matter what. And when we reach that crescendo, that inner place, what we know here as the heart of the matter, it's common that old injuries, nagging symptoms flare up. WTF means, what does it mean? It means I want to feel. And is there a correlation? Is there a correlation between the physical symptoms of the body and choosing to shine? So today I've got actually a really dear friend who, through correspondence on Facebook, I asked, hey, what do you want to go into in the Heart of the Matter radio show? What do you want to get to the heart of the matter of so that you can truly shine? And Brad wrote that he's been exploring what it means to love himself unconditionally. And coincidentally or not, found an old shoulder injury resurfaced. Other physical symptoms started to come to the surface. And, you know, he's fascinated and he's open to the magical ways of healing and is wanting to grab the lifeline to love himself no matter what. And my question is, are you? Are you open to it? So today what I'm going to do is I'm going to lead Brad into a portal that will forever change the way he views himself, the symptoms of his body, the stressors in his life, to recognize through that invisible field of the subconscious mind the nature of symptoms, what they mean, the value of them, so that we can shift our view of wanting to fix things, the so-called problems that we just want to go away. And we can jump heart first into the matter of a portal that awakens our very, very, very best self. So I'm so honored to connect with each and every one of you for the next hour. If you have questions that you'd like to ask or be a part of the show as well, the number that you do dial into is 516-531-9623. 516-531-9623. But this show is really all about my buddy Brad. And without further ado, I'm going to bring Brad on into the show right now. Hey, Brad. Welcome to the Heart of the Matter, buddy.
Thank you so, so much. I'm really, really grateful to be here, man.
Yeah, well... It's my honor, and, you know, one of the things is that we really do view life as a masterpiece, and that sometimes the pieces aren't always visible for us to connect the dots. And, you know, in our dialogue on Facebook, you said you've been doing some inner work and really loving yourself, and you noticed as you're going into it that physical symptoms started to surface. Do you mind just talking a little bit about what's been going on before we jump on into this process?
Yeah, happy to. It's really beautiful. I mean, when the physical symptoms come up, I'm always really grateful. My immediate reaction is like, oh, thank you. I wasn't paying attention to this. I'm now in my face, so I'm ready to listen. And so part of loving myself is definitely going to get to the point where I don't have to have the symptoms flare up. But it's been a big year with my business, just the new direction that I've been taking it. And there's a lot of potential for opening myself up to receiving prosperity in ways that I've never been able to receive. And so there's that component. And I'm also at a point where my lifelong dream of playing professional golf is actually coming true. My business is at a place where I can support myself to play, which is what I originally got into business to do. And it took me 10 years to get here. And here I am now. I have these old injuries flare up, and I'm unable to swing my golf club right now. And like, it's not like I did something. It's just like I was doing the inner work, and these just flared up to like, so I know, you know, it's like the correlation between, oh, I'm finally here, and then this injury flares up, so I can't even receive the gift of it. Like, my first professional golf tournament was supposed to be last weekend, but I had to withdraw from the tournament so that I could heal myself. So it's absolutely beautiful. I trust the timing of it all, and I'm so grateful that that we get to dive into this together. I've been looking forward to taking your training for years now, and I know that day will align. So this is another step along that direction.
Yeah. You know what's really, really cool, too, is that, you know, here you are, you know, a lot of people are doing their inner work and consciously living and doing things to bring up and out their best and to live consciously. And it's like, and here's this conversation. And that's one of the things. It's like, it doesn't matter what we actually do, to tell the truth. The physical symptoms, when they come up, they represent a subconscious memory that at one point we didn't have tools like we do now. We didn't have strategies like we have now. We didn't have support like we do now. And this part comes up as a meaningful dialogue to catch our attention, except because most people don't understand the language of pain and stress as meaningful. We live in a world that says, make it go away. But that's not your view. Your view is, come on, bring it on, which I love that, because, you know, even if it's bring it on, it's still there. So knowledge and awareness of living a conscious life, we still got to get to that subconscious root. And so, you know, as you're connecting to, and first and foremost, I'm so excited for you with being a professional golfer. You're going to rock it out. Let's do this thing. As you're connecting to your physical body, what are the physical symptoms that it's expressing right now?
So I've got two major flare-ups. It's like a battle between my masculine and feminine, which it's time for the war to end. So it's my left shoulder, and it kind of feels like I dislocated my shoulder about 2.5 years ago, wiping out on a bike, and I got it back to the point of being fully healed, and then just the other day it totally flared up, and it feels like it did about 6 months after that accident. So it kind of feels like my bicep and tricep on my arm is just sort of dangling there. Like, it's really hard for me to even lift my left arm, let alone try and rotate and swing a golf club. It's also really stiff back in my shoulder blade behind my heart. And then my other injury is my right ankle, and I'm a left-handed golfer. So,
You go into that right ankle, before you go there, if you were to rate that left shoulder, hard to lift, rotate it, 10 is it is the worst, 0 is a nothing, you know, what do you rate that symptom right now?
It's about a 7. It's annoyingly, like, there. You know, I could still function and lift things and that, but it's really annoying, and sometimes it really makes me cringe because it hurts a lot if I do something wrong.
Mm-hmm. So now go to that right ankle and tell me about that right ankle now.
Yeah, so the right ankle, I feel like it's associated with moving forward. Moving forward and receiving is the two things that I've been linking, and I did it during golf. It was just like, it was slowly feeling painful, and I injured it playing hockey years ago, getting hit from behind. And so it was starting to hurt, and then one day I went out and was in a match, and I just teed one up and hit a ball, and I just felt everything tear again. And so I've been limping around for the last few weeks here. And yeah, so that one, on a scale of 1 to 10, would be about a 6. And sometimes, like when I wake up in the morning, it feels more like an 8. It's very stiff.
And I'm going to have you switch modes now, and we observe the physical body. And now what we want to do is we want to observe life, because the relationships between our joints, our muscles, our tendons, our organs and glands, our cellular communication is directly aligned with the patterns and circumstances and relationships in our life. And as you were talking about, your business is moving in a new direction, and you're really open to receiving prosperity in new ways, in ways that you haven't before, and really fulfilling your dream of playing golf professionally. As you're thinking about your life, relationships and circumstances which are stressful for you, you'll notice your mind immediately starts to think about certain people, about certain situations. And as you're tuning into this, just let me know you are, just by going infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, put this under the microscope, and just so you can bring up and out the emotion, Brad, and think about really what's happened or what's not happening, what might not happen that makes this stressful for you, and what emotion does this cause you to feel?
There's the unknown piece of, am I ready? Do I have everything prepared? Is everything in order? Have I done everything? Like, just questioning the readiness of my own self to step into this. And kind of like I feel scattered and frantic. Like, I'm looking all over, like, there must be a secret ingredient that's missing here. Like, I can't do it now.
And as you connect to the scattered and frantic, I can't do this, what do you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 in your heart right now?
Feels like an 8.
Now, this is such an important part of the journey into the subconscious mind of, before we get to where we want to be, it's so important that we acknowledge where we are right now. And as you acknowledge the two major flare-ups in that left shoulder, hard to lift, rotate, that right ankle where you felt that tear from that old hockey injury, and, man, am I ready? Have I done everything? That scattered and frantic feeling of an 8 out of 10, I can't do this. If you were given the opportunity, Brad, to create your life, if you could create a day or even a moment in time, would you ever choose to create it feeling this way?
Not at all.
Hell no,
no.
Is the answer.
Hell no.
Exactly, brother love. It's hell no. It's an absolutely holy freaking cow. What the heck is up? I wouldn't choose this. Of course not. Not one person ever chooses to live their life where they feel scattered and frantic, or they believe that they can't do this or aren't ready, or have an injury that takes them out of an opportunity to be playing professional golf. This is a reactive pattern. Something's triggering reaction. What isn't action or choice is reaction, and that reactive part's called our subconscious. And we're getting the tip of the iceberg right now, because there's something below the surface. All of the subconscious mind is reactive. And what's beautiful about that is when we use some simple strategies, we can align the subconscious mind with our very best self, and it will follow us in every way. Biologically, to be the self-healing organisms that we are designed and destined to be, behaviorally, to shine so bright in the light and love of who we are. So I'm pretty confident that if you could get your subconscious mind in alignment with being a professional golfer and receiving prosperity in ways that you haven't before, that you'd really like to get to the heart of that matter, eh?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear how,
Hell yeah!
Did you hear how I did the old A part? I did that for you.
I appreciate that. It was Canada Day yesterday too, so you're right in alignment, man.
Thank you, bro. In love and gratitude. So take your hand in the I love you posture. And for those of you that don't know what that is, hold your hand up, all the fingers spread out wide, looking at a high five, Brad and I, and keep the fingers extended, but bend the middle and ring finger down. That means I love you in American Sign Language, and I invite you to put that right over the center of your chest right now, Brad, and close your eyes and connect to the source of light and love that is in your heart. Your spirit is beating in your heart right now. Your very best self is already there. The professional golfer is already in your heart. Give this part of you the podium. What is it that your heart desires to feel in your life right now, knowing you would never choose to feel scattered and frantic? What does your best self desire to feel, Brad?
Fully at ease. Totally at peace.
Did you say fully at ease?
Yeah.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to make our intention not only where we're going, fully at ease, totally at peace, but we're going to make it as if we're already there. And if you're already there, you could say, I am fully at ease. Go ahead and say, I am fully at ease.
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 One more time. I am fully at ease.
I am fully at ease.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, the meaning behind I'm fully at ease is that I'm totally at peace and all that goes along with it. And my question to you, my friend, is right now in this present moment, are you open and ready and willing to use your most creative and fun and colorful imagination of being the Brad of I'm fully at ease?
Yeah.
How does it feel
Absolutely.
In your heart? How does it feel to imagine yourself being and living in the life I'm fully at ease?
Challenging, because I've spent so long not being at ease, like kind of as a tourist charging ahead and working my butt off and taking as many next steps as I can. And so to be fully at ease, whether I'm action taking or not, feels like how do I do this?
All right, so cool. I love that it's challenging. The fact that it's challenging causes you to feel what? What emotion?
Well, the energy moved from my heart to my gut, so kind of like a little anxious.
Mm-hmm. And what do you rate that anxious feeling in your gut?
What a 7.
And would you choose to feel this way?
Hell no.
Exactly. So I want you to pay attention to how sneaky that subconscious mind is, and it just can come in at any given moment. And when it comes on in, holy wow, it takes over and it hijacks your mind, your heart. It hijacks things. And so that's not the truth of you, because if you wouldn't choose to feel anxious, that means it's a reactive pattern. That's a subconscious pattern. That challenging vibration is part of the reactive pattern that goes along with feeling scattered and frantic. So here's the coolest thing is, because I've seen you and millions of people have seen you do the gratitude dance, and people around the world are inspired by you in your creative ways of hemp seed and all the cool videos. I mean, I'll tell you something. Look up Bradley Morris, this man is a creative imaginary genius. You are, brother. You are.
Thank
it just,
you.
You're,
Thank
you. You are. Your subconscious mind has got a hold of you by the cojones. And when it does, it's true story right now. And so because it does, it stops you dead in your tracks. And it's powerful. This is not just good philosophy. It's like, wow, this is so freaking, I'm so stuck in this shit. And it's amazing when it goes like this. It really is. But when we're talking imagination, we're talking Disney World. We're talking anything and everything is possible, that you don't have to follow rules of how things are. There's no comparison of what you've been doing or how you've been doing it. All that has been part of a reactive mind. So when I say, hey, brother love, are you open to imagining yourself, ready to see yourself in a whole new light where your light is, I am fully at ease, totally at peace. Are you ready for an entirely new way of seeing yourself and the world around you?
Yes.
How does it feel? How does it feel to imagine?
Makes me feel powerful and empowered.
Mm-hmm. Powerful and empowered. Where do you feel it in your body?
My spine alignment immediately shifted from slightly slouched to fully upright with my shoulders settled back in their sockets.
Yeah. It lets you know that the I am fully at ease, Brad, is already here. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to feel it. Our only focus, this is the wild part. This is not about the flare-ups. This is not about the shoulder or the ankle. This is not about being scattered or frantic. This is about I'm fully at ease, feeling powerful and empowered. And what we're going to do now is we're going to align you first in the present moment, then we're going to go to the past, and we're going to get the subconscious past part on board, and then we're going to go back to the future, and we're going to raise the consciousness of the future so that you are in your now energy. And let's acknowledge the present, because in the present, it's challenging, and I invite you to repeat, regardless of my life being challenging.
Regardless of my life being challenging.
Feeling anxiety scattered and frantic.
Feeling anxiety scattered and frantic.
I'm now choosing. Feeling powerful and empowered.
Feel powerful and empowered.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Regardless.
Regardless.
Of not being able to play in the professional golf tournament.
Regardless of not being able to play in the professional golf tournament.
I am now choosing. Feeling powerful and empowered.
Feel powerful and empowered.
Cool. So I'm using muscle testing on my end, Brad, as a means to talk with the subconscious mind. That muscle test just locked out, which means that the conscious and subconscious just aligned with each other in the present moment. And the muscle testing reveals that you can perceive this choice of feeling powerful and empowered. Your body is right now in this present moment in a reactive state, and we're going to go into some specific parts of your body, elements, cell, organs, glands, pathogens, senses. Your senses are in a reactive state. Your eyes, your ears, your nose, your tongue, your skin, your intuition right now is in a reactive state. And I invite you to repeat infinite love and gratitude to my intuition.
Infinite love and gratitude to my intuition.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Beautiful. Intuition, senses, body. We're going to dive back into the body. Element, cell, organs. We're going to go into a specific organ. The heart, the small intestine, the stomach. Your stomach right now, a reactive state, and we're going to raise that stomach. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Stomach, organs, body diving, element, cell, organs, glands, pathogens. So there's pathogens in the present moment that are part of this reactive state. There's a virus. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Every region and every relationship, it's raising its vibration in an I am fully at ease way. I invite you to repeat infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now we're going to go to the past, my friend. And we're going to give a part of you who is still living in the past, but sharing your body, sharing your heart, sharing your ankle and your shoulder, sharing your life, we're going to give this past part a conscious voice. Bless you.
Thank you.
I invite you to repeat, I am fully at ease.
I'm fully at ease.
For the first time.
For the first time.
In my life.
In my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And I am learning.
And I am learning.
I'm healing.
I'm healing.
I'm growing.
I'm growing.
I'm loving in a whole new way.
I'm loving in a whole new way.
The part of me.
The part of me.
Who keeps forgetting.
Who keeps forgetting.
Has never chosen.
Has never chosen.
Until right freaking now.
Until right freaking now.
To feel powerful and empowered.
To feel powerful and empowered.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Let's make that statement again. I am fully at ease.
I'm fully at ease.
In my life.
In my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And I'm learning to love.
And I'm learning to love.
In a whole new way.
In a whole new way.
The part of me.
The part of me.
Who's been programmed to forget.
Who's been programmed to forget.
Protectively never chooses.
Protectively never chooses.
Until right now.
Until right now.
To feel powerful and empowered.
To feel powerful and empowered.
That muscle locks out, and you can perceive it. Cool. Now, we're going to dive on into the past. And in the past, there are environments that we were in that are still in us, and those environments become our beliefs. And those beliefs then affect our perception, and that perception then affects our biology. Bruce Lipton talks about it in The Biology of Belief. And so our beliefs are held in what's called our light body. That's our chakras. And we're going to dive in first, second, third, fourth, fifth throat chakra, which is willpower, which is your voice, which is about taking action, creating healthy boundaries, relationships, and being able to, you know, take a action when an opportunity is present. That's throat chakra because you can feel it. Your intuition knows it, and now I'm going for it because I'm clear. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
On my end, I'm going to get funky. I'm going to put some blue glasses on because I want to activate the receptors in the eyes so that we can see through the eyes of I'm fully at ease, feeling powerful and empowered. I invite you to repeat, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Hearing through the ears. Hearing the inner voice of I'm fully at ease, totally at peace, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Breathe it in, my brother. Breathe it in through your nose. I am fully at ease. Taste it with your tongue. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And feel it in the core of who you are, in the center of your soul, in your heart right now. Feel it. Fully at ease is present. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, this is interesting because this is the wood element. And the wood element in Chinese medicine, Brad, has to do with what's called the liver and the gallbladder. They each have a pathway of emotion. The pathway of the gallbladder goes through the head, right through the shoulder. It activates the deltoid muscle. And then it goes down to the side of the body, through the hips, through the knees, through the ankle, ends at the fourth toe. The liver starts at the big toe, runs up right through the ankle, through the knee, the groin, and ends at the lower part of the chest. Those energies are in a state of resistance right now based upon a core limiting belief in your throat chakra. I invite you to repeat, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, the wood element has to do with trees, and trees teach us something beautiful. Where we are is where we're supposed to grow, and we've got beautiful roots, and we're blessed to grow. connected to Mother Earth as we reach for the stars. Let's do it, buddy. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, there's an emotion here, and let's use muscle testing to find out which one it is. 1 through 10, 11 through 20, 21 through 30, 21 through 25, 26, 27. Now, I'm going to say something right now, and I want you to just be an observer of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I bring up the concept of prolonged abuse, notice your first and immediate thoughts. No matter what or who you think about, wherever the concept of prolonged abuse takes you, let me know that you're connected to this concept by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good. Prolonged abuse, emotion. There's another emotion where you're going to use muscle testing to find 1 through 10, 11 through 20, 21 through 30, 31 through 40, 31 through 35, 31, 32, 33, 34. When I bring up the concept of resisting the future, notice your first and immediate thoughts. No matter what or who you think about, wherever resisting the future takes you, let me know you're connected by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude to resisting the future.
Infinite love and gratitude.
So I want to explain something to you that otherwise no one would ever understand because it's subconscious, it's invisible, it's below the surface, but it's directly impacting you in the health of your body. It's directly impacting you in the circumstances and relationships of your life. And it is a subconscious core limiting belief that lives in your throat chakra. And when it gets triggered, you lose the ability to express yourself and create the healthy boundaries of I am fully at ease, feeling powerful and empowered. And rather than being rooted and grounded and growing, you are uprooted and you're not growing. And you automatically start to see yourself and the world around you through a reactive lens of prolonged abuse and resisting the future. That becomes a magnet. That becomes an attractor field. And you start to attract people that match the vibration of prolonged abuse and resisting the future. And when this happens, well, life's a challenge and you feel anxiety in your gut 7 out of 10. You become scattered and frantic and you go, oh, I'm not ready. Have I done everything? 8 out of 10. And it not only influences you where it affects you in your outer world, your relationships and circumstances, but the brain produces chemicals of prolonged abuse resisting the future. And those chemicals circulate through your body and as a result affect how your body forms, functions, feels, and heals. And as far as how it's influencing you, the two major flare-ups of that left shoulder where it's hard to lift and rotate, that old hockey injury, that tear in that right ankle, and the symptoms and stressors, hell no, they're not your truth. They are a reality. They're a reactive reality. Your truth, my brother love, is that you're fully at ease, feeling powerful and empowered. So we want to know, where's this coming from? What part of you, what memory, what belief is broadcasting this consciousness? And so I'm using muscle testing here again. Is there a concept of an original occurrence? Yes. Is it in this life? Yes. Is it conception to 10? Yes. Is it conception to 5? No. 6, 7, 8 years of age. There's an 8-year-old part of you who's being triggered. When you were 8 years of age, you were living in an emotionally reactive environment. One of prolonged abuse and resisting the future. At 8 years of age, your ability, Brad, to say, yeah, but you know what? All you people going through prolonged abuse and resisting the future, I am fully at ease. I'm feeling powerful and empowered, totally at peace. You don't have that ability at 8. You don't have the same tools and life circumstances to draw from at 8 like you do now. And your environment cannot teach you what they don't know. Throat chakra. They don't know how to take action, dialogue, communicate, express emotions, create healthy boundaries. They can't do that for themselves. Your mom, your dad, the relationships there, can't do that because they don't know how to do it for themselves. And at that time, Brad, your subconscious mind, whoop, created a gap. And you've been living in the gap ever since. And for the first time in your life, since you were 8 years of age, this part of you who's showing up in your shoulder, showing up in your ankle, showing up in this scattered, frantic way, embrace the 8-year-old in an I am fully at ease way. Let him feel the power, the empowered, powerful feeling. Let yourself feel it right in your throat chakra right now. And as you are, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good job. And we're welcoming the 8-year-old for the first time to the future. Welcome to the life of I am fully at ease. And regardless of the circumstances that you're currently going through, your history of what you've gone through in the unknown future, one thing that not only he but you can count on now is that when you think you're going to start noticing thoughts of I'm fully at ease, you're going to start noticing feelings in your heart, in your body, fully at ease. You're going to notice that swing in your golf, fully at ease, that people when they're around you, like me, your brother love, fully at ease, just being in your presence. I invite you to repeat after me, I'm feeling powerful and empowered.
I'm feeling powerful and empowered.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. I'm feeling powerful and empowered.
I'm feeling powerful and empowered.
Let's own this. Give the 8-year-old a voice. I am powerful and empowered.
I am powerful and empowered.
I am fully at ease.
I am fully at ease.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am powerful and empowered.
I am powerful and empowered.
I am fully at ease.
I am fully at ease.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Beautiful. Hey, Brad. When you connect to the 8-year young environment of prolonged abuse, resisting the future, no voice, no choice, what emotion does that bring up for you?
Suppressed anger.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Our only job right now is to process that suppressed anger. So I'm going to guide you through this. It's very simple. What might come up might not look, feel, or sound good, but that's okay. It's just what you're seeing, feeling, and hearing. Embrace it with intention, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See the thoughts of suppressed anger that stem from that 8-year young environment of prolonged abuse and resisting the future. See the images. See the pattern of suppressed anger. See the Brad of suppressed anger. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Feel how that suppressed anger lives inside of you. Quality of the feeling as you're just touching and tapping into the suppressed anger.
Mm-hmm.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Give the feeling inside of you of suppressed anger a voice. Hear what it's saying to you. As you're hearing it, let me know you are.
Yeah.
By saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What did it say to you?
This is making me sick.
This is making me sick. This is making me sick. This is making me sick. This is making me sick. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And when you hear that, this is making me sick, what emotion do you feel?
I feel sick to the stomach.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And see that Brad who's sick to the stomach, this is making me sick. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Feel that feeling of sick to the stomach. Put your hand in the I love you posture, put it right over your stomach, and go into that feeling of sick to the stomach. Go into it until you feel a shift. Let me know when you feel the shift. Just go at that feeling. This is making me sick. Infinite love and gratitude.
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 Tell me when you feel a shift. Infinite love and gratitude.
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 What are you noticing as you're tuning into that in your stomach right now?
It's like as if a light is dimming out, and every time we say it, I can feel the energy just sort of fading away.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Give that feeling a voice right now. Let it speak to you, Brad. Hear what it's saying to you. As you're hearing it, let me know you are by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What did you hear?
I am powerful and empowered.
I am powerful and empowered. I am powerful and empowered. I am powerful and empowered. Love and gratitude.
And
you know, it's so neat.
Love and gratitude.
Is on a subconscious level, you're creating a whole new structural balance.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in your body, but in the integrity of the relationships in your life. I'm fully at ease. Infinite love and gratitude.
I'm fully at ease. Infinite love and gratitude.
And you've awoken your willpower, the ability to choose, that at 8 years of age in the environment of prolonged abuse, resisting the future, there was no willpower, there was no choice to express yourself authentically, to take action, not for you or anyone. So in the lifeline, this is what's called a spirit protection reflex, and you've been in a protective pattern ever since. You've been internalizing, denying, disconnecting. You've been disconnecting from your will as a means to protect yourself, as if you were still 8, except you're not 8. And so this isn't protection. This is feedback, brother love. You're waking up. You're waking up to being fully at ease. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Beautiful. I invite you to repeat, emotions transform energy.
Emotions transform energy.
Energy causes movement.
Energy causes movement.
Movement is change.
Movement is change.
And change is the essence of my life.
And change is the essence of my life.
The more I intentionally embrace change.
The more I intentionally embrace change.
And create it.
And create it.
Like I'm doing right now.
Like I'm doing right now.
The more powerful and empowered I feel.
The more powerful and empowered I feel.
I am fully at ease.
I am fully at ease.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
So this is a water element pattern. And the water element is saying to my brother, hey, flow, baby. Flow. Flow in your life. Let all the water in your body flow and purify all the cells, the ankle, the shoulder, the organs and glands, the immune system. Let it flow. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, this is so interesting because the bladder showed up. And the bladder, when it comes to kinesiology, has to do with specific muscles, what's called the tibialis anterior, peroneus longus, and brevis. These are muscles that are associated with the ankle. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Your bladder's emotions in motion. Shen Ko Luo, and it's reconnected to the kidney, which is fascinating because the muscle associated with the kidney is the upper trapezius, stabilizer of a shoulder. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Are you married?
Yes.
What's your wife's name?
Celeste.
Connect to her right now. As you're connecting to her right now, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What emotion are you feeling right now as you're connecting to your wife?
Gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
See the thoughts of gratitude. See the images. See the vision of gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Feel that gratitude oozing throughout every cell of your body right now, expanding beyond what you can contain in your physical body. Feel the gratitude of Colette. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Give the feeling of gratitude a voice, Brad. Let it speak to you. Hear what it's saying. As you're hearing it, let me know you are by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What'd it say to you? Yes! Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Oh, I wish I had that on a recording. Oh, I do. This is being recorded. I love that. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
So we want to know, because, you know, it's like, shit, make this shoulder just, I just make it better. Make it go away, this ankle, this pattern of challenging, scattered, frantic. Oh, what am I missing? Am I ready? We're now looking at these symptoms and stressors rather than an attitude. We're looking at it with gratitude. And this is what we call an expression channel in the Lifeline. And there's a structural expression channel, meaning your physical body's been expressing emotions as if you were still 8 years of age in an environment where you had no voice or choice, an environment of prolonged abuse and resisting the future. Bones, cartilage, ligaments, muscles, joints, your joints are expressing emotions. That's not what joints are supposed to do. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Joints in every region and joints in every relationship are expressing emotions. 1 through 10, 1 through 5, 1, 2, and the emotion that they're expressing, Brad, is paralyzed will. Paralyzed will, my choice is paralyzed. I can't have what I want to have. I can't do what I want to do. I can't be what I want to be. My will is paralyzed. That's an 8-year-old who's doing that in the joints of your body still today. And when I bring up the concept of paralyzed will, just observe where it takes you. Embrace it. And then I am fully at ease way. And as you are, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good job. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Paralyzed will has been raised to the highest consciousness, no other emotion. But there's positive emotions that are ready to jump in here now. 1 through 10, 11 through 20, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Ah, it's the emotion of relaxed. Your joints are ready to be relaxed. And when I bring up the concept of relaxed, notice your first and immediate thoughts. No matter what or who you think about, wherever relaxed takes you, let me know you're connected by saying infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Awesome. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Relaxed, emotion, structure, expression channel. So where's the holding pattern? Like a plane has a holding pattern before it can land in its new destination. It's put into a holding pattern. You've been in a holding pattern at 8 years of age. Where is that holding pattern? Why is it there? Because you've got a landing strip. Your landing strip is I am fully at ease. So is the holding pattern in your mind? Is it in your body? It's in your spirit. The electromagnetic field of your spirit is holding a trauma that perpetuates drama in your life still today as if you were 8 years of age. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And this is a particle, a wave. This is a particle. It's a particular moment at 8 of prolonged abuse and resisting the future, a paralyzed will that perpetuates itself again and again and again. And when it gets triggered, your body and mind dissociate. And we're going to bring the body and mind together right now, my friend. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, we're going to do something, because the Lifeline's a compilation of like 16 different systems all into one story that it does. And this is part of the systems is called EMDR, and it enables us to process memories that haven't been processed. So I want to find out which way your eyes were looking at 8 that inhibited you from going into deep REM stages of sleep so you can integrate the information while you dream. So hold on a second. I'm going to look far, close, left, right, up, down, up, left, down, right. So with your eyes right now, keep your head straight away, Brad, okay? With your eyes, look down to the right with your eyes. While you're looking down to the right, go infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, with your eyes only, you're going to look far up to the left and then far back down to the right. Far up to the left with your eyes, move it down to the right. Go far back up to the left, down to the right. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Let it go. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. Open your eyes. We're going to do another REM pattern. Look down to the right with your eyes only your eyes. Then look up to the left. Look down to the right with your eyes. Look up to the left. Look down to the right. Look up to the left. Look down to the right. Close your eyes, Brad. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude.
Cool. Only 2 REM patterns needed to be processed, my friend. Spirit holding pattern. Spirit has no holding pattern towards 8. The spirit has a new holding pattern of I'm fully at ease, feeling powerful and empowered. Now we're going to assemble your consciousness. It's called a microcosmic orbit. It's just a fancy name for saying your energy. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. We're going to align your consciousness. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love, love and gratitude.
And I'd like you to stand up, if you're not standing already, and just walk in place. Get your body just moving. Walk in place. Get a cross-crawl pattern going. Take a deep breath in. And while you're walking, go ahead and say it. I am fully at ease.
I am fully at ease.
Feeling powerful and empowered.
Feeling powerful and empowered.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Keep walking and breathing, welcoming the 8-year young part of you to its fullest potential and expression. I'm fully at ease, feeling powerful and empowered. Infinite love and gratitude.
I'm fully at ease, feeling powerful and empowered. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite
and take this
and
moment
gratitude.
Right now and be an observer. Meaning just be aware that you're aware and just notice how it feels to be present. Notice how it feels to be in your body right now, in your shoulder, in your ankle, in your stomach, in your chest. Notice how it feels to be in the room that you're in. Describe the feeling you're having right now.
Empty. I feel an easefulness. My stomach feels soft, like it's kind of dropped. It's not holding on anymore. I don't feel the holding sensation in either my ankle or my shoulder.
I'm having you observe. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel at ease. And I feel my posture shifted.
You know, the reason that we observe everything in the lifeline is a strategy to enable and the power of the subconscious mind to be present. And we just went through this process, but rather than looking at things as a problem, we look at things as a portal, and we realize that the portal of the frantic, scattered, anxious, everything's challenging, my gut, the shoulder, the ankle, these were an expression of an 8-year-old that only knew prolonged abuse, paralyzed will, resisting the future. And we raise that consciousness. As you think about your life right now and the circumstances of, man, have I done everything? Am I ready? That scattered, frantic, anxious feeling. Notice how it feels to tune into these circumstances right now, Brad, comparatively to when we first began. The question is, does it feel the same?
No, I got this energy.
Welcome to the life of I'm fully at ease. I got this energy as a natural byproduct, bro.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I didn't know you had a live studio audience.
You know. So what I'm going to recommend that you do, buddy, and I'm sure you're already a great water drinker, but get yourself in 3 to 4 liters of water in over the next couple days. Get your system hydrated in a massive way so your body can really process the energy that we just did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Deal.
And you're already a conscious eater. I know that. Write down on a piece of paper, I am fully at ease, feeling powerful and empowered. I'm fully at ease, feeling powerful and empowered. And put that sticky note all over the place. Broadcast that everywhere. And you look in the mirror and say, I am fully at ease, feeling powerful and empowered, infinite love and gratitude. You just birthed a new part of you who was conceived at 8 years of age, but you just birthed him now, and just nurture and nourish him in the gorgeous ways that you live your passionate life.
Will do. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Questions, comments?
Oh, I love it, bro. It was really fun to be guided into all those spaces and to get to watch my body's reactions, and also to experience how easy it is for my body to just let go of those strands.
Yeah. Infinite love and gratitude, right?
Infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah, so that's the simplicity of it, and then the intricacy of it is this system called the Lifeline with muscle testing that allows us to navigate through the Lifeline technique flowchart so that we can create shifts in our body, in our behavior, in our relationships, in what we're broadcasting and receiving in the world, and therefore really be a light that is perpetuating world peace to inner peace.
Aho.
Aho. So, hey, buddy, thank you so much for being on today's show, and you keep shining bright, and I look forward to checking in the next couple of days to hear how you're swinging that golf club.
Thank you so, so much, Brother Love, and for everybody else going through this with me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Such a pleasure. Infinite love and gratitude.
Thank you. Infinite love and gratitude.
Nice. So there's multiple other callers, but I wanted to that are on the line right now, and I'm sorry that I'm not going to be able to get to your calls right now, but I wanted to stay with Brad all the way through. Many of you have listened to me, whether it be on Hay House Radio or I've done mini sessions where I go on in and I do a session in 5 or 10 minutes, and the Lifeline can be done in 5 or 10 minutes. But there's also a depth, and here at the Lifeline Wellness Center, we take people through a series of Lifeline sessions so that you can really restructure your whole life, and it's a process. And, you know, those of you that would like to take the deep dive, feel free to reach out at the Lifeline Wellness Center. You can go to my website and check the Ignite training program that we've got coming up next week here in Chicago. In Australia, we'll be teaching August 1st to the 9th. There's all kinds of great ways that you can begin this Lifeline journey. But I just want to thank you for tuning in to today's Heart of the Matter show. In the words of the beautiful Mother Teresa, let us always meet each other with a smile, for the smile is the beginning of love. I'm Dr. D. Thank you much for tuning in to today's Heart of the Matter show. Keep shining bright, everybody. Infinite love in gratitude. You know that.